Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay. Welcome to a special edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. I am here with Jatin Shah, and Jatin happens to be the president of QSC and actually been at QSC for like 12, 13 years now, Jatin. And you guys have made some big news with a giant acquisition, something I think that really changes our industry significantly. And that is the fact that you got acquired by Acuity. And I'm going to start right off the bat. Just starting to ask you questions. People probably already know who you are because, you know, you're also on the AVIXA board, your incoming chair of AVIXA. But what does this acquisition mean to the AV industry and intelligent spaces specifically? Because this sort of, to me, it seems like it moves us in a new direction for the industry.
Well, great, Gary. First of all, thank you for having me on this platform. Look, I mean, we've been talking about convergence of AV and IT for the last, 15, 20 years now. Yeah. And all of that, if you actually think about it, you know, now it's expanding to the technologies that are in the adjacent industries. So it's kind of a very pivotal moment for our industry where the solutions that are in spaces outside of the traditional AV are actually getting unified across different disciplines. And so when you think about the integration of QSC's audio, video, and control, and then Acuity's innovations in space technologies, they represent a significant step forward that creates more smarter, more efficient, and more people-centric spaces, right? And then if you think about, like we talk about, our AV has the ability to harness data with eyes and ears in every environment. So we are already in the AV industry unlocking the transformative opportunities with these. And then you collaborate that with Acuity's focus on data-driven, sustainable solutions. That kind of redefines what the intelligent spaces vision has been for many people. So we think by joining Acuity, this is an exciting chapter for QSC, and we're aligned and focusing on technology and data to reimagine and elevate the potential connected spaces on a global scale.
I mean, do you see this as a growth opportunity for the industry? Is that how you see this, or do you see this? Yeah. Is a new direction for the industry, or do you see smart building becoming intelligent spaces becoming part of our industry, or is it a new segment of the industry? How do you see that breaking out?
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, all of it that you mentioned, because one definitely is a growth opportunity for the industry that instead of the silos that were, you know, called out, that there's the smart spaces, there's intelligent spaces, there's AV, there's all of that. And a lot of these things are getting converged. And I think part of it is that goes back to the 10, 15 years of these convergence that was happening. And now it's allowing the industry to expand way beyond what we have been traditionally. So definitely is a big growth opportunity for the industry.
Do you see, I'm going to throw out something that I've been talking about for a lot over the last year, and that is the future of cloud AV, for lack of a better term, the direction that, you know, that I think we're going. You mentioned the data side. You literally said the data side of this a minute ago. Do you see this as a path into that? Because in smart and intelligent building, intelligent spaces, smart buildings, everything is controlled across the cloud and connected through the Internet of Things and the, you know, all the other consumerish kind of things we talk about. But in reality, there's some sort of like software hub that's running everything. Will QSC become part of that, or will you become the top layer, or where will you fit into the layer?
Great question. You know, I mean, everybody talks about ecosystem in general, and then who controls that ecosystem and who is the ultimate holder of that. I think it'll be a little naive to think about us being the ultimate holder of all of those ecosystems. Having said that, the cloud technologies, there are a few technologies that are actually enabling a lot of these integrations. Cloud allows us to have cloud to cloud connectivity between platforms, which then expands the ability to actually have a much larger view of what an ecosystem is. And then you mentioned data. I mean, data is a key part of this, you know, and we talk about, Acuity talks about, you know, spaces from the focus of like how a building operates, right? So it's HVAC systems, lighting counterparts, the software that connects all of that. But in addition, QSC then expands that focus to the occupants that are inside the spaces. So when you think about from the data standpoint, you have now significant access to data. And then you combine the power of data with technologies like AI. Now you're able to kind of harness the outcomes that really deliver significant impact for people.
So I'm going to ask you a direct question. And you may just say, I'm not going to answer that question. But did they buy you for the hardware, or did they buy you for the software? And don't answer both. Don't say both. Like there has to be, they must have said there's magic in your software or we need the hardware components to go into the intelligent spaces.
In some way, I would say it's neither one of them because it's really the platform and the ability, an IT-centric platform that we have been creating for the last 18 years. Okay. And when they looked at platform that is expanding the ecosystem. And in fact, that's how we met each other, right? So the USC's vision as a platform and an ecosystem meant we couldn't do everything on our own. So we needed ecosystem partners. So we've been very successful over the last 5 years to build a significantly large ecosystem partners. And that's how we got to know them, got to meet them. And that's how the opportunities came about. So when they looked at us and they looked at our platform, they see a substantial growth opportunity that is based on hardware and software and services, by the way, right? All of it combines is what makes that platform very strong.
So I agree. This totally makes sense to me now. So because a large part of my audience is integrators, I kind of look at this as, I don't want to say warning, but they need to take it very seriously that there's an opportunity here to provide services at a much higher level than they are now. And if they don't do it, what will happen? What do you think will happen? Because it's for sound, everything you've talked about is in and around services. Of course, you've got to have the hardware to have the services, but the services is really the future, right? I mean, this is the whole thing that Acuity is doing.
I think it's an exciting opportunity for the integrators. I mean, if I think about your world just expanded in a significant way, right? So it's like, ultimately, we are serving end users. Those end users, whether they are in the lighting or controls, whether they're doing an AV, there is now opportunities to me for a lot of our integrators to actually expand their scope in many ways. So that's how I see it. That hardware, software, and services they work together to deliver the ultimate experience and outcomes of the end users.
In our industry is having trouble with the services side. So I think this is a great opportunity for them to sort of reset and take a look at this and understand it. And I guess some ways, maybe you can help with that. We only have a minute or so left, but I want to ask you a couple of quick questions. Where do you see the future of this and how this aligns with your vision for the future? Because you have a keen awareness of where our industry is now and where we're going. And obviously now you have access to the knowledge of what Acuity is doing. So what trends do you see this sort of sparking in our industry?
I think instead of thinking about new trends, the trends that have already been there in the last few years that many of us have been observing very closely, right? You talk about the type of meaningful outcomes that you want to deliver, like smart meeting rooms, energy efficient operations, and things that have been talked about. We just think that now these are the opportunities that are becoming real, and the companies can think about real estate strategies, and QSC and Acuity combine can provide the tools that reimagines underutilized spaces, enabling smart collaboration, energy efficiency, and then communication-driven environments. So with this adaptive, scalable technology, QSIS can ensure cost-effective integration and then future-ready solutions that evolve with business needs. And then we deliver lasting value and performance. So that's how we see it. Intelligent spaces, it might be an overused word, but we think it's really becoming more practical, delivering value to the end users. And look, I mean, I already talked about data, but like we think that, the data that is for the build space, and then combining with the data that are for the user centric, I mean, it just delivers the outcomes that are super exciting.
I mean, obviously, you see this as a data driven future, and I tend to agree with you. I think this is a great opportunity, but also it's a wake up call for the integration community to take a look at. Look, we got to go outside the room. We got to think bigger. We got to think connectivity to everything else out there. If you want to learn more, of course, go to qsc.com. Go to acuitybrands.com. Jatin Shah, thank you very much. Congratulations on your pathway in the industry. And I appreciate you coming on here and doing this. So thank you very much. And have a
great day. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks. With Rants and Raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with
Missouri.